You made it out of that one horse little town. Told yourself wouldn't let nobody slow you down. You said goodbye cause you wanted something more. You got away with your downtown city life. You're gonna stay till you're somebody's second wife. Where to begin? Cause you're moving it into the top floor. Yeah. You got around, but you're still just passing through. Those other girls, they haven't heard the last from you. You don't stop cause you're setting up shop into the next town. You make a mess, you leave it all behind. And you still make it back in just a nick of time. And you can stay all night if the price is right. Just let them come on down. Say your goodbye. If it's difficult.
For the Josie Show. Tonight's guest, singer and songwriter Graham Colton, and singer, songwriter, actress Celeste Kellogg. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasentino, and there he is, the host of the Josie Show, Josie Pasentino.
Hey, Al. This is Josie, and you're listening to the Josie Show. Welcome, everyone listening live, and a shout-out for those that are also in the chat room. Hi, hi. Hope everyone's doing fantastic. So glad you could all make it tonight. First, let's make sure everyone can hear us. That's, of course, the most important thing when you are on radio, that you're able to be heard. Or we're just talking to ourselves, which I guess is fine, too. So let me know in the chat room if you're able to hear us well. Very, very cool. And while you do that, I want to give a quick shout-out to a great supporter of the show. Thank you, Laura. She's been so sweet, sending me messages and everything. And I love that. Yay! Awesome. Very, very cool. Okay, cool. They hear me loud and clear. Thank you. Sweet. So we have a great show for you guys tonight. Here's what we will do in the next hour or so. I had the pleasure earlier in the week to speak with Graham Colton, and tonight I will bring you that interview. We also will be having former guest Celeste Kellogg stop by so we can catch up with her. So very, very exciting. Hopefully I'm able to talk. I'm kind of blabbing here. And then we will bring you some more crazy items sold off of eBay, and I have the best bunny jokes for you guys tonight. And I picked, me and my producer picked out these bunny jokes especially for you all, so you guys will enjoy them, I promise. So stay tuned to the whole show. You never know what could happen, and something usually does. So now, first off, now for a couple of jokes. We're going to be, you know, we're going to be saying some bunny jokes, you know, throughout the show. So here's a few now. So what did the rabbit say to the carrot? What now? What do you guys think? All right, well, it's been nice gnawing at you. I know. Awkward silence. And then, next one. What do you call a chocolate bunny that has been out in the sun too long? This one's funny. This one's hilarious. A runny bunny. Woo! Thank you, Bows. What do you call 10 rabbits marching backwards? A receding hairline. Clever. Brilliant, if I do say so myself. Yeah, I know. Definitely. Agreed. Well, I'll have more of these gems throughout the show tonight. First, I would yeah, exactly. First, I would like to share with you my Graham Colton interview. So here we go. Hello, Graham.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very, very well, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for being with us today. So tell us, how old were you when you knew you wanted to be a songwriter and singer?
I was young, really young, because my dad was in a band. Still is in the same band. He has the same college band that he still plays in now. And when I was a little kid, I used to listen to them rehearse in the living room. And so that was like all that I wanted to do was kind of sing with the band and play a song with them. And I finally got the chance to sing. I want to say I was 5 or 6 years old and at one of my dad's band's gigs. In between their sets, I got to sing, I kind of forced myself to, I invited myself on stage to sing Oklahoma.
Ooh.
You know, the Broadway musical song?
Yeah.
And, I don't remember it, but my parents say that I stood up on a chair and sang it for the whole bar when I was like 6 years old.
How cute.
So, yeah. So that's where it all started.
That is so cool. So music's always been around you.
Yeah, I mean, I was lucky because my dad, he played in a cover band and it was nice because he played cool songs. It wasn't, I'm glad he didn't play in like an 80s you know, hair metal band or something. It was nice that my dad played cool music, so that was what I grew up on.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how did you get started in the music business and recording?
Oh, I mean, you know, being from Oklahoma, like, I was an athlete in high school, so I never really could dedicate, you know, a lot of time pursuing music in high school. I mean, that was always my first love, so I tried to play as much as I could, and I ended up my junior and senior year of high school trying to play, you know, at open mic nights and coffee houses and kind of my main gig was at a Mexican food restaurant on Saturday nights. And so that was when I first sort of realized that, like, man, I really like doing this. And I started dabbling in writing my own songs just to sort of, I don't know, I mean, I would learn so many cover songs, and I never could play the cover songs very well. I would always, you know, everybody wanted to hear Dave Matthews, and I just was like, I can't play those songs. I don't sing them as well as Dave Matthews, so I need to write my own songs. And so I started to do that, and then people kind of responded to them, and before I knew it, they were on the internet. And by the time I got to college, you know, I set up a little website, and I would get emails from people across the country saying, you know, when are you coming to town?
Oh.
It was fun.
That's pretty fun. And for people who don't know, tell our listeners a little about genres you like to sing.
The genres that I like to sing? That's an interesting question. I mean, are you kind of asking just in terms of like, different songs that I've written in my own right, or just sort of, okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess the best way to answer that question is I've never really considered myself a great singer. I've always wanted to be sort of a, you know, a songwriter first or a front guy first. I've never sort of thought of myself as like a, you know, I'm convinced that if I ever went to American Idol or any talent competition, I wouldn't make it past the first round. But I do strive to kind of sing my own songs, sort of. You hope that you sing your own songs better than anybody else ever could. You know, I think that's kind of the main thing when you write is, you know, not in terms of, there's a million people out there that could probably do more things with their voice and have a better range. And but, you know, you hope that your voice is authentic, and you hope that it's, again, you can deliver your lyrics more, you know, honest than anybody else could. So, you know, I have sung all different kinds of songs because those are the songs that have come out, and I've had the, you know, the opportunity to do this for a while. So it seems like, you know, I've been able to hopefully grow and mature musically. And I don't necessarily know if genre specific has changed, but you know, I certainly am learning how to hopefully be a better singer and be a more honest singer, and hopefully that makes sense.
Definitely. Well, in my opinion, I love your songs. I think you're an amazing songwriter, especially this goes for Pacific Coast Eyes.
All right.
Yeah, which is your new single, and I love to say I love the music video for it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. And can you tell us a little bit about how your music video started and the songwriting?
Yeah. I mean, the video to me was, the song itself was the last song I wrote for this album, and it really tipped the whole record for me. You know, the album started off with a song called 20 Something, and I kind of thought that, when I started making the album, I really thought that I was going to continue to, you know, to talk about, like, these, you know, these bigger life concepts. You know, I really connected so much with my song Best Days, and that took me places that I never really imagined. So I kind of thought that, man, that's a really honest spot, and I really like talking about these big life you know, moments, because that's what I'm going through right now, being almost 30 and in a place where I don't really feel like a kid anymore, but I certainly don't feel like an adult. So I thought that was a natural place. And once I started to write more songs after 20-something in that spot, it just didn't feel very good. It just felt kind of forced and felt like I needed to kind of go back to basics. And so really, I started having more fun with the songs, and I just hit a new spot. And when I wrote Pacific Coast Eyes, that sent the album, or tipped the album, I kind of say, into more of this California summery kind of fun, light place. And I don't know, it just felt like the right spot right now. It didn't feel like I had to be, you know, I didn't feel like every song had to be this huge, massive thing, you know. And the video was, we did it all by ourselves. You know, my last music video was very, very, I should say, typical. You know, it was my first music video to ever do. The last one was, and it was very kind of scary, because you have this team of people, you have a famous director, you've got a record company kind of saying, here's what you're going to do, this is where you're going to be, this is what you're going to wear, this is how it's what we kind of need, and it just, you know, it was totally fine for a first music video, but I just did not want to do that again. At all. I wanted to have fun. I wanted to do something funny. I thought the song deserved something comedic. And, you know, I got to make out with my wife at the end of the video, which was nice.
Oh, that was your wife?
Yeah, that's my wife.
Oh, my God, cool.
Yeah. It's and my uncle, who lives in Los Angeles, produced the video, and a good friend of mine directed it. And a bunch of my brother was in the music video. One of my best friends was in it. You know, it was a very, very just kind of, it was the way it should be. You know what I mean? It was the way this whole album was made. The video was the same way. There was a lot of heart put into it. We worked really, really hard. We developed the concept. And it's, you know, it's one of those things where it's kind of like an example of you know, if you know what you want to do, you can do it by yourself. You know, you don't need tons of money, and you don't need all this stuff to do something great. And I'm really proud of it. I really am.
You should be. It turned out to be an amazing music video. And all I remember saying throughout the video was, "Oh my goodness, they're still running."
It was tough. It was 3 days of running, literally.
Very nice. Very nice.
Can you tell us about some of the other songs on this album?
Yeah. Anyone in particular would you like me to talk about?
You choose.
I choose. Wow. Okay. Well, the first song is called Love Comes Back Around, and that song has just started to kind of take on another life of its own, which is so cool when you write songs. And you know, I wrote that song, I guess a couple of years ago, for a friend of mine that had lost her mother. And there was kind of this moment, you know, before the funeral where, you know, they really wanted to celebrate her life and celebrate the idea that, you know, even though she's gone, she's going to be with them forever. And I just thought that was such an overwhelmingly beautiful concept to celebrate that. And so I found myself kind of writing a song and did an acoustic version of it and put it on this EP called the 20-something EP, which really was demos for my new album. But the response was overwhelming, and so I did kind of a newer version of it. And that song is now going to be used in a campaign for a new film called The United States of Autism. And April is National Autism Month. And for that song to be connected with a cause like that is kind of, again, like such an amazing thing as a writer and performer, because, you know, having that type of connection through your music is really what it's all about. So that's a really special one. I'm trying to think. You know, there's a song called "Everything You Are," which I'm really proud of too. It's kind of really light and fun and different for me. I wrote that about my wife, sort of celebrating her unique, complicated splendor that is her. I think that's a nice way of saying that, I've learned that, even the stuff that drives you crazy and you think is so funny about, your significant other, you end up loving that about somebody, I thought it would be funny to sort of list, these things that are kind of quirky and funny about my wife. That song just really turned out really fun. And it's definitely one of my favorite songs to play live, and it's called "Everything You Are."
Cool.
I'm trying to think. Let's see. There's just, it's funny because the album is so close to me, but I feel like I'm still kind of learning it. I mean, these songs, I don't know. I feel like in the past, I have songs that, that I've played now, like a song like "Cellophane Girl" from my last album is a song that I wrote in high school, and I still feel like that song is kind of growing with me. I'm still learning about it, and at different stages of my life, these songs continue to have new meaning, and so releasing a new album is exciting because I know that, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, these songs hopefully will continue to grow with me and have different meaning, and that's the fun part, because it doesn't really stop with the album, they continue to stay with you.
Absolutely, and I just have to say, that's the best thing about your music. The songs are relatable, they have meaning, and I think that's always the best part about a song, when it touches other people.
Well, thanks. Thank you very much. That's definitely the icing on the cake, because you write songs for, at least I write songs for me, as a self-expression and just a way for me to sort of write about stuff that's going on with me and got me through this, or this song made me laugh, or, that's amazing.
Absolutely. And where can fans go to purchase your current album?
I think the easiest thing, obviously, my website. We're really trying to direct as many people there. And then iTunes, is certainly the easiest. But if you want a physical copy, we're hoping to have it in stores here pretty quick. But, in this day and age, and with me being I'm an independent artist again, and very, very proud of that. I made this album myself. And so, there unfortunately isn't there aren't albums in every store across America and the world, but we're hoping as the word spreads, then maybe there'll be a need for maybe it'll be me and Taylor Swift and Leon at Walmart or something. I don't know.
Definitely.
It's in my website's the best way to do it.
Awesome. And here's some fun questions. What's the greatest lesson you have learned in your career so far?
The greatest lesson in my career so far? I would say, if you can find a way to truly be honest mm-hmm. in your music, you're gonna win with that. And that's really the hardest thing to do. And it's something that... I think I have had to learn, and I've been really fortunate. I've been doing this a really, what I consider a pretty long time, about 8 years. And I just kind of feel like I'm sort of figuring it out, and it's a process. And I think that, I think I really think it's been a blessing that I've been able to learn and develop and, quite honestly, make mistakes out there on the road, and I think that some of the artists that are sort of shot out of a cannon and thrown into the stratosphere of superstardom at the very beginning, you know, I think that I don't know what I would have done if that would have happened in my early 20s, because, you know, it really has taken me playing hundreds and hundreds of shows and writing hundreds and hundreds of songs and meeting, you know, as many people and touring with so many great people and watching them and learning from them. I mean, that's, you know, that's been the best lesson, is just to try to, along the way, I think, you know, I think you just try to continue to stay honest and find yourself out there.
Absolutely. That's the most important thing.
Yeah. It's tough, though. I mean, it really is hard. I mean, because it's you know, a part of me, I've said this recently, and I'll kind of say it again, like, a part of me thinks that this new album is the most honest. I mean, that's the thing, is part of me thinks that through my 8 years of doing this, 8 or 9 years, you know, you think you kind of are, you know, chipping away at it and really sort of revealing, you know, yourself. But another part, you know, think that the most honest I've ever been is when I was 17 years old, you know, 18 years old, when I could only play four chords and I really didn't know how to write a song. So that's all that came out. So, you know, I think that, you know, that really is some, I don't know. I think this new album represents a little bit of that, kind of a return to, my earlier stuff, and I tried to really, really keep it as honest and simple as possible on this album, you know, but also take a step forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. Here's actually a very fun question, and it's actually my favorite question that I like to ask my guests.
Yes.
Do you have any backstage embarrassing moments that you can share when performing?
Backstage embarrassing moments.
Yes.
I've got a lot of on-stage embarrassing moments.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think of backstage. That's a really good question. Let's see. Backstage. I think, man, I really can't think of anything backstage, because backstage is so boring usually. You know, usually it's just kind of like, you know, at least in my case, it's a small room that usually has a bunch of stickers and graffiti on the wall, and there's just ain't a whole lot happening. But there certainly has been a lot of on stage embarrassing moments.
Ooh, what are those?
I've been known to I've fallen off the stage a couple times.
Oh.
Yeah, that's really graceful and athletic, and but I recovered well, which is good. That's what you want. If you fall off the stage or you trip and fall on stage, you know, hopefully you can recover.
Yeah.
And I did one of those kind of dude things that, you know, when you fall down, a guy falls down, you just kind of act like it never happened and you just keep going, you know. Yeah, I've had a bunch of those, but in a way, those become kind of the most memorable moments, for sure.
Absolutely, and people just probably think it's part of the show.
That's right.
You recovered well.
Right, yeah.
Definitely. Well, very, very interesting.
Yeah.
So, can you give everyone the links to your websites or social networking sites so they can keep up on all your latest news?
Yes, I can. The website's just grahamcolton.com. Mm-hmm. And, I'm really, like, I was kind of late to the party with Facebook and Twitter, but now I honestly am, I really like it so much with just connecting with fans. And not in a sense, with Twitter especially, which is just, my Twitter name is just Graham Colton, all one word. You know, I try, anytime anyone sends me a message or mentions me or the album or a certain song, I really try to say thank you, because, you know, I just think that's, you know, I think that's the best way music can be spread, is just through word of mouth. And I think that, You know, I'm not really great at having really witty and creative things to say via Twitter, but I do really love it. So, and I do pride myself on the fact that I am I'm not too popular, so I have lots of, you know, I have lots of time to respond and talk to everybody, you know, which is really cool.
That's what fans, like, really appreciate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When they get a reply from someone that they, you know, really, really, you know, admire, and I think that's always a good thing.
Yeah, and I'm not, like, I follow a bunch of people on Twitter that I think are really funny and witty and stuff, and I wish I could be that witty and have great things to say, but the way I use social networking is really more about just connecting with people, because, you know, in like a real connection. I mean, for the most part, even my Twitter followers and I believe this, a lot of my Facebook followers, I mean, I feel like I know these people, you know, and I want them to feel like they know me. So it's not uncommon for me to have daily rapport with you know, different people. And anytime anybody asks me a question, I always answer it, and I always try to, you know, get them the information they need. And I've noticed a huge difference, even recently with, you know, my concerts and people that come out. I mean, I just feel so much more of a connection with, you know, with the fans because of that. And my Facebook page is just facebook.com/GrahamColton. I have two Facebook pages. One is like a personal page, but unfortunately it has like a 5,000 person friend limit, which is so frustrating.
Yeah.
but I like to keep it because it, you know, it gives me the chance to reach out to people. And but if you request me at facebook.com/GrahamColton and you can like me, I think that's the way you say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds weird, but yeah. That both pages are connected, so I stay really active on both. They're linked, so anytime anybody says anything or posts anything, I see it and I respond and interact. So there you go.
Awesome. So everyone, follow, like, add, whatever.
Tag.
Graham.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Awesome. Okay, so we are actually running out of time. So I am going to ask two more questions if you're able to.
Okay.
So are you currently working on any other projects?
Honestly, no. And that's usually crazy because I'm definitely the kind of person, I like a lot of things going on. I like to keep a good balance of you know, I can't really sit still for too long. But with this album, I don't know, there's something about it where I feel like, you know, this is going to be an album that I'm really going to return to the grassroots part of doing what I love, playing concerts. And again, like, just the fact that the response has been this great through word of mouth, I really want to just dedicate everything I have with this album because, you know, I made this album myself. I paid for it myself. I put everything I've ever had into this album. And I just feel like it's an album, it's a record that I wanna be out there with for a long time. You know, I don't want to focus on anything else. This is what I really, really want to put myself into for the next, for the next few years, hopefully.
Absolutely. And do you have any upcoming performances planned where your fans can see you?
Yeah, I have three shows in Florida coming up next week. And we're putting stuff together for May and June right now. So people should definitely, you know, stay in touch online. And like I said, there's been a couple dates announced in June up near Chicago and Wisconsin. And we're going to fill some stuff in and around the Midwest. And I'll be bouncing around. I'll be doing a bunch of stuff. So if anybody has any questions or comments, or let me know.
And if you heard a gasp, that's because I'm in Chicago.
I think I'll be playing Evanston, June 27th. I think that's when it is.
Okay, so that's marked on my calendar.
good. Yeah, tickets just went on sale, and I think and that's kind of the first date that we've announced over the summer, and so there'll be tons more. So.
sweet. So look for someone with a big sign.
Big sign. All right. You got it.
All right. Sweet. So I just want to thank you so much for coming on my show. I had a blast talking with you.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry, but I'll never know what for. I wanna take you back to the way it was before. I wanna call and apologize, like I don't have a choice. I wanna say the words you wanna hear, just to hear your voice. But you're all you ain't now.
Everyone, so glad you all loved the Graham Colton interview. He was awesome. Hope to have him back on. Hope you guys enjoyed the interview. So our second guest has arrived, but before we get to that, I just want to, if you guys have been to our website, you've seen the good news. This is my announcement. I will be the new guest host on the Southern Star Radio. I'm super excited and glad to work with them. My first show will air on April 29th, where I interview country music artist Jason Clutter. For details, check out our website at josieshow.com in the forums or the Southern Star website at www.thesouthernstar.org, thesouthernstar.org. So check that out. Very, very excited. Worldwide radio. I'm so excited. It's going to be so much fun. So now... everyone, please welcome a prior guest to our show. Please welcome Celeste Kellogg. Celeste, you there?
Yeah, hey, Josie, what's going on?
Hey, I'm doing great. Super excited to talk to you.
Congratulations on Southern Star. That's awesome.
Thank you so, so much. And I have many things to congratulate you on, just letting people know, especially since you your song The Look was on Germany. Wait, you got to explain that because that's so cool.
It actually charted number 20 on the iTunes country chart in Germany. And we got a Google alert on it, and I clicked on it, and it showed that it was number 20, I think. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy, because it was like right in between like Taylor Swift and Brad Paisley, and I was like, I have no idea how this happened, but you know what, I'll take it, you know.
That is seriously cool. That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
No problem. So we have to catch up with you. The last time you were with us, your album, This Is Where I Want to Be, had just released. Can you give us an update on how things are going with your album?
Yes. I'm actually out on my first tour called Where I Want to Be, promoting my album, This Is Where I Want to Be. And it's actually endorsed by Gibson, which is really cool. We've been to Seattle, Beverly Hills, San Diego, New York. And I guess we're taking a short little break, but we're actually going to perform at the Jimmy Buffett concert here in Virginia Beach on May 26th, so I'm really excited about that.
That's so cool. So you're traveling, seeing the world.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. That's I've never exciting. Been to New York before.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so much
yeah.
fun.
So I was so excited.
Yeah, definitely. You should be.
They let me use the Gibson tour bus, which was amazing. It was just so much
that
fun.
That is amazing. Oh, that's so cool. I'm so happy for you. That's awesome.
Yes.
That's so sweet. Yes. So also, for people who don't know, you write all of your songs on this album, right?
Yes. I either co-wrote or wrote all the songs on the CD. So they all mean a lot to me because, you know, they came from me, I guess you can say. You know, they all have their own little story, which is really cool.
They came from the heart.
Yes.
Yes. And can you tell us about a couple of the songs on this album?
Yes. Well, first of all, my song The Look, which is the one that charted 20 in Germany, is about me walking in on my boyfriend on a date with my best friend, which that didn't actually happen, but, you know, I've seen situations where it's happened. So I thought it would be a very interesting topic to write about. So I'm excited because I think we're going to film the music video to that very soon, and it's just going to be, you know, cool, get backy, kind of bad girl, but nice at the same time. So that's The Look, and I basically wrote the whole song around the lyrics, "Oh, no, he didn't." So it was really cool. It was a lot of fun to write. And then I guess Looking in Your Eyes is another song on the CD, and it's a duet mm-hmm. with Blake Michael, and it's basically about love from a distance. Blake and I met on the set of Much Ado About Middle School, and then I asked him to be on the set of My Jeans, my second music video, and he was like, "Hey, you should write a song called Looking in Your Eyes." And I was like, "Okay, I'll write it if you sing the duet with me." So we sung the duet and recorded the video, or filmed the video. And, yeah, so that's what that song is about, too.
That is so, so cool. And if you guys haven't heard it, it is on YouTube, I believe.
Yes. The video, the YouTube is on, the video to Looking in Your Eyes is on YouTube. And my CD is on iTunes, so you can go get the songs on iTunes if you want.
Awesome. Check that out. So a fan in the chat room, Cassidy, wanted to tell you, "Hi, Celeste, I love your song, The Look."
Oh, thank you so much, Cassidy.
Awesome. Okay, so actually, we actually have the song here. So stay on the line, Celeste, if you don't mind. We are going to play your song, The Look.
Cool, thank you.
Anytime. Here is The Look by Celeste Kellogg.
It was a day like no other. I decided to go undercover. Suspicion time, call it a hunch. Got my phaser set on.
The Lift by Celeste Catalog. Love the part where he says, oh, no, he did it. Love that part.
That's my favorite part.
That is so funny. I love it. And people are just in the chat room loving your song.
Cool.
And yes, and it looks like you have a caller. Nice. So let's see here. Let's try to get him on the line. All right. Hello, caller.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi.
You're on the line with Celeste.
¿Cómo estás, Celeste?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. This is Fernando from San Jose.
I knew it. I wasn't going to say Fernando just in case it wasn't you, but I was pretty sure it was.
How did you know?
Oh, you when I heard your voice.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a couple of questions, if you don't mind. What is the most exciting... Hello? Yes?
Oh, I said... Yes. Okay.
Okay. What is the most exciting experience thus so far in your life?
Honestly, probably the San Jose Parade.
All right.
When I was pulling up in the Thunderbird, getting ready to, like, perform, like, the actual... part where the NBC cameras were and everything, and there was a sign that said, smile, you're on camera, and I honestly, like, started, like, to cry, and I was like, come on, let's pull it together, you can do this. So it was a lot of fun, and it was a really cool moment.
Yeah, it was awesome. And two more questions, if it's okay. What is the nicest thing that anyone has ever said to you?
Someone said to me, one of my band members said to me, you're what everyone else pretends to be, that I was the real deal. And I thought that was really, really nice. And I guess it's kind of, I don't know. I thought it was a big compliment, so it meant a lot.
Great. And one more question. If you could live forever, what would you want to do?
What would I want to do?
Yeah. If you could live forever.
Wow. I would probably like to try almost, like, everything. I mean, I would love to sing. But, you know, I also wanted to be a meteorologist at one point in time, which would be kind of cool for me because I love watching the Weather Channel. I'm a Weather Channel nerd. I love the Weather Channel. And I don't know. But, honestly, I would just like to make an impact in people's life in a good way. And I would like to... inspire them or just I don't know. I want to make people happy. I want to be a good influence on people, and I'd just love to do that.
Great. What a great answer.
Thank you.
Well, I hope to see you soon, one of these days, back in San Jose.
Yes, thank you so much for calling.
No problem, and have a safe trip to Miami and to L.A.
Thank you. I might actually be coming back to San Jose to film my music video, The Look, so hopefully soon.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks so much for calling. Awesome. So we have another fun question here. What is your favorite song to perform?
That's another good question. I love performing The Look because I can just be somebody that's totally not me. You know, I'm not one to be all giving people the look. But I love singing that, but I also love singing Forget You by CeeLo because it's such a cool song, and it's really different from what's out there right now. And I don't know, I just love it. It's really, really, really cool.
Absolutely. And for people who've never seen it, your performances, because they're on YouTube if you just, you know, type in your name, you have so much energy on stage that it's unbelievable. I love it. So cool.
Oh, thank you. I don't know. I can't keep still, even if I try. It's like, not going to happen.
That is good. That is very, very good.
Yes, I love getting into music.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the last time we talked, you were also getting ready to launch an official fan site. Can you give everyone an update on that?
It is up. The fan site is up, which is CelesteKelloggFanClub.com. I actually recorded a welcome message for it in Malibu. Okay, sorry, got confused there. In Malibu, California, so that's on the front page, and there's some crazy stuff on there. There's even a poll that's asking people who I look like. Like, I get Debbie Ryan all the time. People are like, you look like Debbie Ryan. Y'all could be twins. And then I get so many different people. So there's a poll on the front there. So I hope I kind of look like myself a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
I really want to thank Daryl, who is the owner of the site and the creator. So thank you so much, Daryl, for making the site. It's amazing, and he's a genius. So, yeah.
He's a genius. That is so cool. I have to check that out.
Yes. Yes, it's really cool. And I'm like, I don't know how he does the stuff he does, but he's a genius. That's how I know how to put it.
Awesome. So everyone check out the fan site and check out that poll. I'm probably going to do it after this. That sounds fun. So let's see. So tell us a bit about your Where I Want to Be tour and some upcoming performances.
Well, I guess I started at the very end of February, and it's just been an awesome ride. Gibson and / Epiphone have endorsed it, so I've gotten to eat some of their guitars, which are awesome. And I just want to thank Gibson so much because it's really, really cool to be able to do this. And I love riding on the bus. The bus was a great experience. And let's see. It has, like, a recording studio on it, which is cool. It has a piano inside the bus. And I'm like,
oh, my goodness. Really?
I was like, what happened first? Did they build the bus around the piano? How did this work?
That's hilarious.
I never asked the bus driver that. But the bus driver was cool, too. He told me some awesome stories about Alan Jackson, which I loved because I'm an Alan Jackson fan. Can I tell one of the stories real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. So he drove Alan Jackson, you know, one of his tours. And they stopped at this hotel for the night, and everybody got off the bus. And he asked Alan, he says, aren't you getting off? Aren't you staying at the hotel? And Alan Jackson goes, no, I'm paying for the bus. I mean, I might as well stay on it.
That's hilarious.
Like, I'm paying $1 million for the bus. I'm going to sleep here.
That is so funny. Well, if it has everything on it, I mean, a piano, I mean, I would not probably leave.
Oh, I know. But it was cool, like, knowing that he was, like, a real person, you know? He's like, I don't need to stay in a hotel. I'm staying on the bus.
Exactly. Why not? That is so cool. That is awesome. That is so cool. I hope you're having fun with this tour, and I hope I could see you perform. I've been wanting to.
I know I'm coming to Chicago, like, for the Thanksgiving parade. But otherwise, for, like, upcoming performances, I'm going to be performing in Miami next week at the Fashion Expo, and it's actually tied in with Alonzo Mourning. And then I'm going out to L.A. for some meetings that I can't explain yet, but everybody keep their fingers crossed for me. They called me out to L.A., so I'm excited about that. And
very, very exciting.
Yes, and then the whole band is coming back to Virginia, and we're performing at the Jimmy Buffett concert. So I'm just ready to go and rock and roll or something.
Rock on, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Well, that sounds like so, so much fun, and I hope you enjoy seeing the world, having fun.
Yes.
That's very cool.
Yes, when we need to meet sometime. Hopefully,
amen.
Before Thanksgiving, but if not, Thanksgiving is a set date.
Exactly, and we could party it up.
Oh, yes. Party, Thanksgiving party in Chicago style.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
And so, are you currently working on any other projects?
Yes. Sorry. I don't know if that was me or not. I don't think I pressed the button.
I don't know what that was.
Hello. Anyway.
Oh, well.
My phone wanted to get a word in or something.
Maybe. It's true.
Yeah, there are four really big things coming up, I think. I mean, one of them's out in L.A. because they called me out to L.A. I have a TV, a pilot or a show that I'm going to be working on, which I'm really excited about. And there's just a lot of stuff in the works, and I can't explain a lot of it, but have me back on in a month or so, and maybe I can tell you more.
That's my excuse to get you back on now, just letting you know.
Yes, call me in a month, or I'll call you in a month, and I'll be like, hey, Josie, guess what happened? Or I'll go, hey, Josie,
oh, man. Yeah, I think we'll have to push back my appearance. Aw, nah. Everything will be good.
But seriously, there are a lot of cool things coming up, and I'm really excited.
That is super exciting. And someone told me, and, you know, I need to touch base on this because this is what it's about. There was a rumor going around that you might have a line of merchandise coming out. Is that true?
That is true. There's actually a jewelry line that we're working on right now. And I've seen pictures of it, and it is so cool. I can't wait for everybody to see it. It's I don't know. I've never seen anything like it before. It's, like, original. It's totally awesome. So it has a lot to do with, like, the Handcuff to Your Heart song. So it's tied in with that. And their earrings are actually, like, they have handcuffs. And then at the end of it, there's a heart attached to the handcuff. So...
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
So cool.
How cute.
I know. I can't wait. I can't wait to wear it, you know? I'm like, this is going to be so cool.
I know. Right now I'm styling my own line. That would be super cool.
Yes.
Sorry. Oh, no problem.
I have a contest that I have coming up. And I wanted to talk about that on here, if that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it now. That's actually what I was going to ask.
Okay, cool. So it's a contest for the song My Jeans, and we're working out the details, but the winner is actually going to win a pair of the jeans, one of the pairs of jeans that I wore in the video.
Oh my goodness, that is so cool.
So we're working out the details on that. I'll probably tweet about it in the next couple of days. And but they heard it on the Josie show first. They heard about it here first.
We're special.
Yes.
That's awesome. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. I think it's actually the hot pink jeans that I wore in the video, if you remember them.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the video. But
Tons of times.
So I'm walking up the wall in.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give those away for the contest. So
that is so cool. And so people could follow your Twitter page, and you'll have your contest there?
Yes, twitter.com/Celeste Kellogg, and it'll be on Facebook too. So facebook.com/Celeste Kellogg, and my fan site will probably have info about it as well.
Sweet. So check that out. Follow, add Celeste, and you might get those pink jeans. Pretty.
Thank you.
That is so cool. And we actually have a fun thing for you planned. It's a fun little game if you're up to it.
Oh, yes, I'm up to it.
Awesome. Okay, so we have something we like to do with some of our guests called 5 Fun Questions in 10 Seconds. So we ask 5 questions about you prefer, and you answer all 5 within 10 seconds. Are you up to it? Are you up to the challenge?
I'm up to it. I can't guarantee I'll do too well, but I'm up to it.
You can do it. You can do it. I'll try talking really fast so we can get it.
Okay.
Awesome. All right, so let's get started. You got a timer? Let's see. Okay, we got the timer. All right, so 10 seconds. You ready? Set.
Yes.
Go. 1, soccer or mechanical bull?
Soccer.
SpongeBob or Patrick Starr?
Oh, Patrick.
Baseball or professional wrestling?
Professional wrestling?
Buying music online or hard copy of CD from store?
Hard copy of CD from store.
Gym shoes or boots?
Boots.
You did it. Woohoo! I love that.
Yes, I love the Patrick and SpongeBob question. They're, like, so cool. Mm-hmm. But Patrick is hilarious, you know. He's all like, hello.
Hello. I love that.
What are you going to do today? I don't know.
Brilliant. That's, like, my favorite show, just letting you know. So just had to throw that out there. I had to ask that question. I had to.
Okay. Cool.
Awesome. And a little birdie told me, well, actually not a birdie, I kind of read it somewhere, that you had a plan to sing something?
Did I?
I don't know. I read that somewhere.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't have, like, my guitar with me. I was going to, but I don't know. I don't have my guitar. I'm sorry.
No problem. If you're not prepared, we're going to have you back anyway, so.
Oh, yes. Ask me in another month.
You got it.
Okay.
Yes. So let's see here. Here is a fun question. So can you describe your music in 3 words? What would they be?
Okay, I'm thinking here. Wait, those weren't the words.
Those
weren't
the
words. Rock. Country and
that's 2.
Let's see. Fun.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
there's mm-hmm. so funny. I have guests over and they're downstairs listening to the interview, and when I just said those weren't the words, they all busted out laughing.
You probably heard all of them.
Yeah, there's a party going on downstairs and they're listening to the interview. It's cool.
That is so cool. Well, hi everybody. That's awesome.
Yes.
That's so cool. Well, you know, parties are always fun. So let's see here. Chat room questions. Kindle1414 asks, Celeste, what's your favorite movie ever?
Well, it was Blindside, but I saw Soul Surfer a couple weeks ago, and I'd have to say that takes first place. It was so cool. It was very inspirational, and I just love the message behind it.
That's awesome. I've seen a trailer for that, and I've been meaning to go. It's really good, huh? It's awesome.
It's so great. Anna Sophia Robb, she does so well playing the character, playing Bethany Hamilton, and it's you need to see it. It's, I don't know, I can't describe it. It's just, it was very inspiring. It was a very feel good movie. I liked it.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, I have to go see it now. So let's see here. For people who don't know, you do covers also on YouTube. What is your absolutely favorite cover that you've done?
Well, just recently I've discovered "Forget You" by CeeLo, and that's not like normal for me. You know, I'm kind of a country rockish pop girl, but I love that song. But another song I love doing is "Need You Now" by Lady Antebellum. I don't think that song will ever get old to me. It's great.
You know what's hilarious is I just seen you do that cover of Need You Now, like, just yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, it is fantastic. Everyone has to listen to it. It's amazing. It's awesome.
Thank you.
No problem. So let's see here. We are actually running out of time, but if you have time, we would like to ask two more questions.
Yes.
So let's see here. Tell us about making one of your last videos.
Well, I'll tell you guys about Looking in Your Eyes. I think we spent 3 to 4 months working on this video because it is like about two people in a long distance relationship. So we had to like get all these different places in. And the guy character is an actor, and the girl character is a singer. So basically, we had to try to portray that they were like in a long-distance relationship, and they're two different jobs that they do, or what they're working on in their careers. So she's like supposed to be country, so you'll see me in like a field and flowers and all this stuff, and then you'll see him like in an urban area, like in Atlanta. So we went to Portland, which is like one of the first scenes in the video when I first start singing, and we shot at Cannon Beach, which has these huge, huge haystack rocks. Or no, it's called Haystack Rock, and there's these huge rocks coming out of the water, and it was beautiful and amazing to film it. And we shot in Nashville, Tennessee. We shot in Salva, North Carolina, which is in the Outer Banks, and Atlanta, Georgia, and we shot in Rome, Georgia, which is, I guess, an hour and a half north of Atlanta. I don't know. I'm not a Georgia person. I don't have the map in my head. But
yeah, about an hour and a half. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, we got there. And it was a really cool experience. It was a lot of fun. There's so much footage that people don't see in the video. And people have asked for it, like, can this be a movie? And I'm like, that would be really cool. But, I mean, they're like, they think it's kind of like the last song. It reminds them of, like, the last song or the notebook or something like that, which is great to be compared to.
Absolutely. That's super cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Let's see here. Oh, that just, like, completely went up. I was going to ask a question. Oh, here we go. Ellen in the chat room asks, where can I find a ticket to Celeste's Miami show?
I will look that up and tweet it in about an hour.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. And then before we go, I just want to read a fan comment for you. Kindle1414 said, Blake's in that video and Lemonade Mouth. He's cool. I've talked to both him and Celeste. They are two of my most favorite people ever. Oh, that's so cool.
Thank you so much, Kindle. Kindle actually won the CD on here the last time.
I remember that.
Her birthday was a couple days ago. So happy late birthday, Kindle.
Happy late birthday. That's so cool. Well, I hope she enjoys the CD because, you know, that was amazing that you did that contest with us. And I heard that Kindle really wanted that CD, too. So I'm like, wow, cool.
Yeah, it was cool that she won.
Absolutely. Well, we ran out of time, but I had so much fun talking with you. It's always a pleasure because I think you rock and you're like the coolest person ever. If I do say so myself.
No, you are.
No problem. And I'm still holding you to your promise to teach me to pogo stick with no hands. Just saying. Anywho.
Oh, yes. Yes. I will do that. Whether it's Thanksgiving or earlier, I'll do that.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much, Celeste. You are the sweetest person ever. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me again, Josie.
Anytime. We'll have you back in like a month. Seriously.
Okay. Cool. And I'll tell you all stuff and everything.
Very, very cool. I want to have details.
Okay. Yes. Well, have a great weekend.
You too. See you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Awesome. Celeste is such a sweetheart. I love her. I love that girl. She's so cool. She's such a sweetheart. And I hope you guys all enjoyed both of the interviews with Graham Colton and Celeste Kellogg. Amazing questions, amazing caller. Very, very exciting. We also have some more funny Easter, more funny bunny jokes. So here we go. What kind of music does a bunny listen to? I've heard this one before. Hip-hop. Hip-hop. Yep. It's true. Next one. What did the bunny give his girlfriend when he asked her to marry him? A 14-carat ring. Makes sense, right? Makes sense. And finally, why did the bunny get so mad? She was having a bad hair day. Oh, I know about that. It's never good. Exactly. That is never good. Now we're in an office.
Oh.
Yeah, so that never good when you have a bad hair day. Hello.
It's Peanut the Easter Squirrel.
Hi, Easter Squirrel.
Have you been painting your nuts, eggs?
We haven't started yet, but we are going to definitely get to it. I promise.
Woohoo! I just wanted to say happy Easter and happy Passover to everybody that's painting their matzo balls.
Thank you very, very much, and happy Easter to you, Peanut.
Woo! And I love the interview with Graham, and Celeste is like your new BFF now.
Totally. She's the coolest. And Graham was awesome, too. They're just both fantastic, and I'm so glad they came. It was so cool.
Yeah, all the squirrels are going to be listening to you on a Southern Star.
I know. For people who don't know, I have a large fan base of squirrels now. Seriously, I do, right?
Because you're nuts.
When you just said that, I just burst out laughing. Yeah, it's true. It's true. And by the way, Peanut, tell Alan that he did a fantastic job with the Chelsea Ray website. Tell him that for me.
He was eating donuts. That was all me.
He was eating donuts. Well, Ben, Peanut, you are a fantastic web designer, I must say.
Woo! It's because I have small hands. I can type fast.
True. Touche. But do you know the link of Chelsea Ray's website? Can you give
it's
everyone
it? ChelseaRaysongs.com.
ChelseaRaysongs.com. Awesome. So check that
out. She was going to call in tonight, but she's busy working tonight, so she wasn't
mm-hmm.
able to get away. But she's going to call in soon and talk to you about it.
Awesome. Chelsea is such
a good friend of hers.
She is just the coolest.
And she's going to be performing soon.
Woohoo! And there will
and,
be videos
and she's working on,
there, right?
on the all new Josie Show theme song. I don't know when she'll be done with it, but she's working on it.
And I didn't even know that.
Surprise!
That is the coolest. Surprise after surprise. That is so, so cool.
I heard a little rumor from a little bird that the Josie Show might, it's not definite, but it might end up on FM radio very soon.
Perhaps. You never know. And the only way you guys will know, this is a little teaser for you, if you keep listening every Friday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, you guys have to, because we're all about having fun.
Fun.
Woo-hoo. Fun. And about fun, we actually have our crazy items sold on eBay segment. So I will have to let you go, Peanut. I know. Sad.
Oh, I like eBay.
You like eBay? Well, I have some really funny ones that you can listen to.
Woo-hoo. Well, you're fun.
They're the coolest.
Especially when
they're
you
the
take
coolest.
It out.
Yes. So I will talk to you soon, Peanut, and tell Alan, hey. What's up?
Bye, everybody. Happy Easter. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Happy Easter. Thank you, Bunny Squirrel or Easter Squirrel or Bunny Peanut. I don't really know. Thank you. Thank you guys so much for calling in. So here we go. Crazy items sold on eBay. I'm going to do this with one of my producers, Tina, who always loves to have fun. Here we go. Hello.
Hey, everybody. Great show tonight. Fun. All kinds of exciting guests.
Fun.
Exciting news, exciting announcements. Wow. Okay. Crazy items on eBay. It's time to party.
Time to party. Okay. So, but we were partying a lot in this episode.
We were, and I'll tell you what, chat room was a little bit wild.
There
were
wild
peeps. Chat room tonight? There's some wild peeps in the chat room.
You know what?
It happened way before the show even started. You know that, right?
I know, but, like, during the show, seriously, people, if I'm not, like, writing in the show, it's because I'm so, like, the chat room gets me so distracted. I cannot multitask.
A little distracted, a little busy at times, yeah.
I can't, seriously. I'll be talking to the guest, and if I'm, like, stumbling, like, because I'm trying, I keep reading the chat room, and I got to stop doing that.
Well, they were talking about all kinds of fun stuff, because, you know, we've had Celeste on, obviously, before.
Yeah.
And there were some friends that came back who remembered some of the stuff from last time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some talk about, you know, one of your dating show games and all kinds of fun stuff. It's been like a party in here.
we do it all on the Josie Show.
Well, we've got all of that, and I think we still kept our PG rating, so we're rocking.
you checked the PG chart.
Yeah, so
we're still on there.
Good.
So far, okay, good. That's good, because if we go a little more up, then, you know, that's when we got to slower it down.
Yeah, we'll try to keep that until you at least turn 18. All right.
30. all right.
It's so old-fashioned. Okay, go ahead.
Thanks. All right, so here we go. Crazy items sold on eBay. You're going to help me with this list, right?
Oh, sure. I'll help you out. You know me.
All right, sweet. So a Ziploc bag full of plastic bottle caps. The bidding was up to $10 for this. Before the auction was canceled Too bad.
Yeah, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll try to sell their bottle caps again someday. I have no idea. People about to put the strangest things on there. Seriously. And okay.
You know what I don't understand?
Let's not, yeah.
That was canceled, but the other stuff wasn't?
I know. So let's not even take it to that level. Let's just back it up a little bit, and let's just be like,
rewind.
Why would somebody even want to put a whole bunch of those in a plastic bag? I mean, you really got time for that?
Depends. It depends. What, are they good Ziploc bags? Pretty darn good Ziploc.
Are they all used or new caps? I mean, really?
Yeah,
I don't
know.
I have no idea who would waste their time, but okay. Go ahead.
Who knows? But, okay, that one, the Ziploc bag full of plastic bottle caps
sorry.
Was canceled.
Can't get them, sorry. I know you're disappointed.
Yet, how about a large hornet nest?
That was left on there.
Can you believe that actually sold for $217.79? That wasn't canceled?
No, and you know what?
Really?
And I took a look at this because I was like, really? So what are we talking about? Hornets flying around? And I mean,
you were interested, curious,
yeah. You know, I can't yeah, see? And, you know, so no, it was, we hope there was nothing in it, but it was sprayed with lacquer, so we're assuming that it was just going to be used for some sort of decoration. How you couldn't come up with a better piece of decoration for $217, I have no idea, but hey, if someone's willing to buy it, I guess. All right.
I guess. Well, people are buying anything on eBay. We know that. We learned this since the first time we started this eBay segment here. But the next one is, now not feeling lucky, people. You're not feeling lucky. Well, you missed out on a great auction for a five and a what?
I know. You're just wondering how they came up with all those. It's
actually
five separate five-leaf clovers. And they sold for a total of $17.50.
How is that even possible?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I have never even found one. And, you know, I used to live on a big, you know,
I couldn't
orchard.
I couldn't even find a two-leaf clover. How are they finding five?
I know, five-leaf clovers. So, unfortunately, they're already sold. Someone got them. So, hopefully, somebody's super lucky right now. But, so he actually had five of them he found on his own on his lawn. So, maybe he lives on a lucky piece of property. Rock on.
He's even more lucky. It was only $17.
I mean, you know, it didn't cost him anything, and he got $17. I guess he can go, you know, to a fast food restaurant. I don't know.
There you go. All right. The next one, which is a little creepy, a ghost trapped in a cardboard box sold for $1,575. Really?
I don't know.
If
someone told me they had anything trapped in a box, I don't think I'd buy it for like a dollar, let alone, you know, $1,500.
Yeah.
But someone wants to sell something that's supposed to be scary. Yeah, I really don't want it. Thanks. Oh, look at that in the chat room. We have Colt says that he found one. So I think he found a lucky five-leaf clover. That's exciting.
Aw.
That must have been. Okay, good. That's exciting. I love that. That's great. Back on, Colt. What'd you do with it? That's what we want to know. Okay, so did you sell it on eBay? Do you have it, like, saved somewhere? Colt, you need to type back in and tell us what you did with it. That's what we want to know.
Definitely. We need to know.
We need to know.
The next one is, I know you're going to be upset you missed out on this one, but how about a flesh-eating toad? Oh, man, we missed that.
I'm telling you, he was creepy looking. I mean, he looked like he had the mouth of, like, Jaws. I mean, he was mad. Yeah, that's what I would have did if I saw him laying around somewhere. I was like, oh, we got this little pond in the backyard, and I'm always like, oh, look at the little toad. I ain't going down near any of those toads anymore, I'll tell you that. So anyways, it sold for $274.99, the all-important 99 cents.
Wow.
Oh, and Cole doesn't remember what he did with it. He found it when he was younger. Cole, it was supposed to be lucky. Oh, okay, there you go. Now he's being funny. Okay, he's so funny, crack us up. All right, so we need to find some more of those because we need some additional luck out here in Illinois. So.
Totally.
All right, what's next?
All right, people will definitely buy anything. A toe tag sold for $188.55. All right, I'm not for certain, okay? So please do not...
Don't quote you.
Quote. I'm not for certain, but I'm pretty sure that when it's time for you to, you know, you know.
And need a
toe tag, they will give you one for free.
I'm pretty sure someone's going to give it to you for free. I'm pretty sure you don't have to provide your own at that moment.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they provide it for you. You don't have to, you know, spend $188 for a toe tag. Wow.
What?
You're completely silent. You're reading something in the chat room. It is distracting. Now you guys wonder why I'm like,
I'm hysterical because you got stuff in front of you and I can't move it out of the way.
So hard. I know. It's hard. That chat room can get us in trouble sometimes.
Oh, my gosh.
That chat room gets us in trouble sometimes. So here we go. How about a haunted doll that just shows up in different places, cries every once in a while? Well, you missed out on this one. It's already sold for $28. You want to know why it was sold for $28? In their right mind. In their right mind. We get a haunted doll that shows up in different places and cries. Really? Really?
Okay, seriously, here's the deal.
Wait, are you sure it's not a real baby?
No, I looked this up.
Okay. It's not a real baby?
No, it's like a porcelain-type doll, so it's not one that has a built-in crier like some of those babies, you know, baby dolls do at
sports.
It's not like that. So it's not built to do anything. No, it's like porcelain. Okay, so basically, this woman who's trying to get rid of it, she threw it out in the garbage, and it came back into her house. It was sitting on the chair. What happens is, it's like if she puts it somewhere, it shows up someplace else. And it randomly cries when you know it doesn't have, like, a crier machine mechanism thingy in it. So needless to say, she's trying to get rid of it. I bet you she sells that thing. She ships it, like, 5 states away, and it shows
it
back
shows
up on her
back in her house. Yeah, but you know what's going to be really sad is the person
that's
that bought
it.
They're going to be like, okay, I spent all this money, and it's gone. Hello.
I didn't even think about that.
Right?
Right. You are so clever.
Right? I don't know.
I don't want it. I don't want it in my house. I don't want it.
No.
It scares me.
Don't worry. We didn't buy it.
Colt's very funny in the chat room tonight.
I know.
He's rocking.
He's always funny.
To the show. He's funny. Okay.
Totally.
All right.
The next one. All right, this is gross. Some 100-year-old pairs of false teeth sold for $122. Oh, man. I sure hope this is for a museum and not for someone's mouth. Please tell me that.
Yeah, you know, there were two sets. There were two sets, and they looked like they were about 100 years old.
No.
And I can't imagine somebody bought those. I mean, it has to be for some kind of show thing, because there is no way that somebody would really put that in their mouth. I was just like, I was like gagging on myself when I was looking at the pictures. I have a horrible gag reflex, and looking at that was not helping.
Feeling a little woozy at that moment.
Yeah, I was feeling a little bit woozy at that moment.
Feeling a little woozy. The next one, which is, you know, it makes you think. This next one makes you think about what you can sell, and really, you know, you could buy your own car with this thing.
Is this the grocery store thing?
This is crazy.
Okay, this is crazy, because you have no
seriously.
Idea how many. And seriously, these things gross me out, so I throw them away when I get them. But seriously, go ahead. Look at what I threw away.
You
guys.
Shouldn't. I need a new car seat.
I know. I'm going to sell on eBay next time. All right, so
listen to this. All right, so you know when you go to the grocery store to buy fruit and you grab that bag of nice ripe cherries.
Love cherries, yummy.
Mm-hmm, those nice red ones. Mm, yummy. You know, when they're really red, you know, not those little gooey.
Keep going.
I'm starving now. I need some cherries now.
Oh, okay.
I need cherries. How many times have you found those two cherries that were stuck together? I see those all the time.
Like
and we throw
batch,
them
right?
away.
We throw them away because I won't even eat them because they look nasty. Okay, so go ahead.
Okay. So in every batch, you have those, but, you know, you eat them, you know, or throw
them
away.
Eat them, throw
them
away.
Yeah, we throw
them
away.
Who knows?
If you would have put them up for an eBay auction, you could have afforded to buy many more bags of cherries. That was a good one. I make it funny. A conjoined pair of cherries sold for, you ready for this?
Seriously.
Are you ready for this?
So just let me have it.
For $30,300.
$30,300, this pair of regular old cherries stuck together. Someone really seriously bought them. Seriously.
So, you know what? That's a profit. Like
$30,299 profit, maybe? I don't really know.
Because,
okay.
Like, you think cherries. Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
That's
that
insane.
Was just, what is wrong with people?
So
I don't know. I'm thinking that if you got $30,000 to spend on something, you need to be sending that to a charity. I'm just saying.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Next one. How about an unsharpened pencil for $126.50? I have a lot of those, too.
All those ones that we just didn't use from school, I mean, what?
Yeah.
mean, you can get a pencil for like 10 cents at the store, people, really. And there was nothing special. I looked at them. I wanted to see if they were like, you know, a diamond-lined pencil. Do they write with like gold ink? I mean, like, you know, really, what was it? Oh, yeah, they were the regular brown stick, nasty 10-cent pencils. So pretty sad. Okay.
That's a tongue twister, brown stick.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unsharpened pencil. That's
nice. It worked. Yeah, it worked for me.
It worked for you, yeah. Kudos. So the next one. Do you like All Eyes on You? Well,
oh, we do.
All
Eyes. That's what we like. You know this is going to be nasty, guys.
Oh, boy. Well, you can buy 19 human glass eyes. Various colors.
Yeah.
There you go. Various colors. Oh, I want a red one. Anywho.
I don't think they have that color. You have to, like, have, you know, allergies to get that color. Okay, go ahead.
Darn. Some cracked if you had been quick enough. They sold for $135.50. Oh.
Okay, I have to tell you.
Actually,
there's nothing.
I want red ones.
Ban it. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing funny about this, but I have to say that seriously, the way that they had it in the picture, they had them like all together, and they're like all looking different ways, kind of, and whatever. And yeah, I was like a little. Ooh, I closed it pretty fast. I was waiting for like, you know, that dowel to like a pop up or something somewhere. So I was looking at it. I was like, close the window. All right, Colt wants something with a side of strawberries. What does he want, the cherries or the glass eyes?
I don't know. I mean,
all right, tell us what you want because, you know, we'll go to the store and we'll buy them for you.
I mean, if you want a glass eye and a side of strawberries, I mean, I'm not judging. Yeah.
We're going to get some of those glass eyes and we're going to send them to you so we can keep our eye on you. I know, that was genius, wasn't it?
That was genius. High five.
That was a gem and you know it.
That was a gem. That was brilliant. That was brilliant.
I am coming up with some gems every once in a while.
Amen to that. Next one, and finally, I don't know why. I mean, why do this? finally, some belly button lint sold for $302.65.
Okay, now, I'm
That's
sorry.
That's ridiculous.
I
and that wasn't canceled. Come on.
Come on.
Let me look back at my sheet.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the deal. So I said I wasn't going to go there, but I have to go there.
Man.
I can't handle it.
Oh, man, she's going there.
I'm going there. All right, so here's the deal.
She's going there. Okay.
Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand how you get belly button lint. I'm like comprehending. I get maybe if you got like a fluffy sweatshirt or something on or whatever. So like, okay, I'm not kidding you. From like the time that I helped start this research this week, you know where I'm going with this, don't you? Okay.
Yeah.
So seriously, I put on various shirts.
Unfortunately.
And I had to keep checking my button. And I will tell you what, I did the little test. I never got anything in my little button. It stood perfectly fine. So I don't understand.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just don't understand how.
A disappointment?
How did I would actually try that? Okay, I know. I got a little third time on my hands. Okay, so here's the deal. So I don't understand how that happens. So someone who has a half a clue how that happens, you need to, like, tell me in the chat room.
Chase is the nurse. She can explain where that comes from.
Okay, Chase, where are you? Okay, Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Where does she say that at? Oh, here it is. So she can. Okay. Oh, Alan said it. Okay, Alan. Chase. Somebody.
He's not the nurse.
Okay. Somebody help us out because we have got to figure out how that happens. Because I'm sorry, it didn't happen with my little button. I tried all week. Josie's like, please stop touching your button.
Please.
Oh, that's hysterical. Okay, Chase, put it in the chat room or come on the line or something so that we can find out how that happened. She's a nurse, so she fell asleep, so we made to make sure she's still good. You with us there, Chase? Come on. Tell us how this happened.
Yeah,
we have got to know.
She hasn't slept since yesterday, yeah. You need some sleep.
And she came on tonight to help us in case we needed a little help in the chat room.
Yeah, she was our moderator.
Thank you, Chase. You're the best.
You rock.
That's right.
Okay.
So while we're waiting for an explanation on belly button lint, because I'm sorry, this really has me going. I'm
yeah,
so
you
serious.
Could you
I
could actually type it in the chat room and we could read it out loud so you don't, you know, on air so we don't, you know, you don't have to call in or anything because, you know,
want
to make sure everything's okay.
Wait a minute, Aspeth, I think she told us.
Oh, she told us. Aspeth.
Sorry, I used a different language. Okay, so, okay, seriously, Chase says, I don't even,
All
right, so Chase says it's from not washing. Ew.
It's not from not washing. It's,
yeah, you get that from not washing. Oh, I'm so glad I didn't find any lint in my button. That must mean I did a good job cleaning my cute little button. Oh, my goodness gracious. Ew. Okay, yeah. Okay, I don't want to talk about that anymore. Now I'm all yucky. Now I'm feeling all yucky.
Okay, and that was sold for a whopping
$302? $302.65. Someone bought someone's ew out of their button. That's it. I'm telling you that something's not right. I think it's just lost our PG rating. But I'm telling you now, something is not right about that. Look at your cute little button. You don't have any lint in your little button. That's just me. There we go. So
$302
for some lint.
Upcoming guest.
It's the last time you bring me on with you, isn't it, girl?
Oh, man.
Oh, that's hysterical. Ew, something else. Oh, no.
Oh, bed skin.
Oh. Fabric from clothes. Ew, old dead skin, ew. Okay, Aww. Okay, thank you, Shay. Everybody in the chat room is like, ew.
Thank you so much, Chase.
Chase, you rock. You know everything. You're the best.
You're awesome.
All right, so upcoming guests, you've got some rocking people. You've got Made Books. We're working on June. This is going to be awesome, so I'm going to let you do this. Thanks, everybody, for letting me come and play. Talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for coming
on.
That was scary.
What did I say? Something just turned on. Isn't it weird? Oh, no. If it's the doll, I'm leaving, people. If the doll just turned this on, I'm out of here.
My computer, well, my producer, a.k.a. Right. Mother,
that scared me.
Her computer just turned on.
By itself. Someone put a horrifying scream on. Where did that come from? Because that just scared me to pieces. Okay.
Okay, that's scary. Oh, my gosh. That really scared me. Okay, upcoming guests. Next week on the 29th, we have our first show with three guests. That's going to be a crazy show. I'm so excited. We have amazing songwriter Ben Crane with Nashville, California. Then we have country artist Madonna Nash. Then, plus, we bring back past guest Skylar to tell us about his new release coming up. Woohoo! So excited. So excited to be talking to all of them. It's going to be so much fun. Then May 6th, we have country music artist Cody Prevost, and we will have a signed CD giveaway this night from Cody. On that same night, we also bring in musician and singer and songwriter Amanda Pry. Can't wait. And then on May 13th, we have rescheduled Australian country music artist Diana Corcoran. We also have country singer Corey Sims. Check that out. Super, super excited. And also here on May 20th, we have an awesome alternative rock group called Tomorrow Depends. And that one was recently added. Very excited. And then on May 27th, we bring you R&B sensation Jay Kell. So very, very, very excited to be talking with all of them. Wonderful, wonderful guests, so stay tuned. You can check out all of these upcoming guests on our website, www.josieshow.com, along with a bio, a picture, and a video of their recent work. So check all of that out. Also check out our sponsor tab on our website, which is new. Lots of new sponsors being added. Email us at tina@josieshow.com, tina@josieshow.com, for details on how you can get added to our sponsor page. Also, our 24-hour contact line, call us, leave a message that we could play on the air. Shoutouts are always welcome, and pre-taped questions for our guest that week is also welcome. Also, join our forums. We're almost at 200 guests. Very excited. So check that out. We always have some fun things up there. Also, if you guys haven't noticed, there is also a new feature called Ask Josie on our website. I'm so excited. I've always wanted to do something like this, where you can ask any questions you have, and I will reply. So, but any inappropriate questions will be deleted. Remember, I'm 16, so please be rated G. Even though this show wasn't exactly rated G. anywho, so yeah, check out our new feature, Ask Josie. Also, you can get archived shows on our website, YouTube, iTunes, and Zune. That's a mouthful. So check that out. Download all of our episodes there. Also, check out our Facebook and Twitter pages under our new name, The Josie Show. Twitter.com/Josie Show. Also on Facebook, remember there's a search engine, always on Facebook, always there, if you sign in, of course. Type in The Josie Show in there, and I should pop up. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight to make our show so much fun. Have a great weekend, and we will talk with you all next week. Remember, tune in next week for songwriter Ben Crane, country artist Madonna Nash, and musician Skylar. And I want to thank again Graham Colton and Celeste Kellogg for being fantastic and joining me. It will be a great show, and we will bring you amazing music next week. So check that out. See y'all. Bye-bye. Hi.